You're listening to SBS News.
It was supposed to be a night of celebration at the annual Tory Christmas party. Instead, Britain's Conservative MPs found themselves facing the question, do you have confidence in Theresa May as the leader of the Conservative Party? After 2 hours of voting and another hour counting ballots, the chairman of the party's parliamentary committee, Sir Graham Brady, announced the results of the anonymous vote. Ms. May's leadership survives.
The result of the ballot held this evening is that the parliamentary party does have confidence. Yeah. Does have confidence in Theresa May as leader of the Conservative Party. The number of votes cast in favour of having confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117.
Under party rules, the ballot win gives Theresa May a clear path to stay on as leader undisturbed for another 12 months. Speaking outside No. 10 Downing Street, her official residence, Theresa May said her focus is now on delivering Brexit for the British people.
Whilst I'm grateful for that support, a significant number of colleagues did cast a vote against me, and I have listened to what they said. Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country, building a country that truly works for everyone.
In a closed-door meeting with her party colleagues before the ballot, Ms. May reportedly promised not to run in the 2022 general election if she survived as leader to complete the Brexit process. The vote was triggered by 48 of her party colleagues angry at her draft Brexit policy, which they say keeps Britain too closely linked to the European Union and betrays the country's 2016 referendum result. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has released a statement following the vote, saying the result does not change what he terms the chaotic state of the government, nor the challenges it faces.
Tonight's vote makes no difference to the lives of our people. The Prime Minister has lost her majority in Parliament. Her government is in chaos, and she's unable to deliver a Brexit deal that works for the country and puts jobs and the economy first. That's why she pulled the vote on her botched Brexit deal this week and is trying to avoid bringing it back to Parliament. It's clear she has not been able to negotiate the necessary changes in Europe. She must now bring her deal back to the House of Commons next week so Parliament can take back control.
While the Conservative Party has shown its support for Theresa May, others in Parliament suggest she is no longer in a position to lead the country. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is calling on Ms. May's entire government to resign.
It's made such a mess of Brexit and it ceased to function in any other respect. You know, we've been reminded today that the entire UK has been plunged into crisis and chaos because of a vicious civil war within the party. It's a disgrace, it's selfish and self-indulgent, and the sooner the lot of them go, the better.
Theresa May now returns to the ongoing battle of trying to get the Brexit deal she negotiated with EU leaders through Parliament. Ms. May postponed a parliamentary vote on the current draft agreement after all opposition parties and a number of her own MPs refused to support it. She's set to attend a Brexit summit in Brussels, but EU leaders say they're not open to renegotiating the deal. It leaves her with little hope of achieving a clean split from the European Union when Britain officially leaves on March the 29th next year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.